Hey, you're listening to Kelly's Heroes. No, it's the Republic of Texas radio show, and I'm your host, Steve O'Brien. You know, that movie that we were, well, the soundtrack, that song, was actually from Kelly's Heroes. It was a movie in my childhood that I was just like going, wow. That was crazy. And it came to mind a few weeks, a few weeks ago, and I had to dig it up. And, well, Alan's the actual person that actually remembered the name. Hey, Alan, are you there?
Yeah, I am. I thought I recognized that tune.
Yeah, that was Kelly's Heroes, man. I went ahead and I dug up that video. And it's funny because, you know, I believe it was last week you put the name to it, and I ended up bumping into the video, and I got a chance to watch the whole video. And I remember when I was a kid going, man, that's the greatest thing in the world. Now, when I'm watching it this time, I'm kind of going, well, man, they're stealing, and they're looting. And, well, it just didn't portray anything that I really liked to push forward. It was really fun, but the whole reality of, let's say, Kelly's Heroes, the movie, they had a bunch of soldiers that were going after the gold. And everybody's always going after the gold, and somebody wants to get the gold. And if the people, I guess, you know, the regular soldiers don't get it, the generals would get it. And Kelly's Heroes actually did a good job of portraying that. But, you know, the alternate history that they portrayed in Kelly's Heroes, perhaps they were telling the truth, and the truth that we learned about the U.S. Army and the Allied forces as they entered into Germany and all sorts of places, maybe that was the fiction, and Kelly's Heroes was the truth, Alan.
Well, you know, Smedley Butler, you know, he would say war is a racket.
Yeah, I hear you. And I didn't want to get all wrapped up into Kelly's Heroes or anything like that.
Well, you know, Steve, you're like me. You know, since we've become aware of what's really going on in this world, or a better idea of what's going on in this world, you know, our viewing of movies, you know, for just pure entertainment has become a little more jaundiced than that. We look for, you know, the messages and what they're trying to get across to us. You know, there's subtle psychological play everywhere, just about everything that you see on the film or on television or wherever you look. If you really sit down and watch it, there is manipulation in every bit of it. There's messages going out, and they're trying to, you know, pull you towards it one direction.
You know, I wonder what's the point in doing that. And I don't disagree with you on the fact that I do that. I would say that I definitely look for the message and what they're trying to say. But why? Maybe that's a counter to how they're trying to influence everything. Because it's everywhere. I mean, it's literally everywhere.
Yeah. Well, this is the subtle psychological control that they've got over this basically the whole planet. Although that was one of Donald Sutherland's best roles, you know, as Oddball. Woof woof.
Woof woof. Yeah. It was good. It was really good and worth the man. Okay. It was worth the 2.5 hours to watch it. You know what? It's funny. I noticed a pattern within the last, let's say, couple months that if a movie's worth anything, it has anything to say, it's going to have a hard time crunching itself down to 2 hours, right? If it's a Hollywood little beep, 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 beep movie, right? You know, she's a cocky cop and he's her little sidekick and they go fighting Smurfs. That movie has a hard time making 90 minutes, right? You know, it's amazing, and maybe it shouldn't be making any minutes. Okay, totally off sideways. It's been a couple of weeks since we've gotten on the air and talked to you guys. Really missed that. Have a hard time on Sunday mornings just getting up and doing nothing. And, my wife doesn't want to hear me talk too much when she first wakes up, so you guys are my only recourse. We're trying to get Dr. David Krupa on the air. Unfortunately, his Skype box is still giving him problems, and, man, I don't know how we're going to deal with that in the long term. Guess that's a holdover from 2016. We wanted to talk a little bit about the news and, you know, the state. Well, I want to talk a little bit about the state of Texas independence as it sits right now. You see, back during the corporate U.S. elections, that guy named Donald Trump, he was elected, and, you know, he's coming along. And that kind of, I won't say it took the wind out of the sail, or the sail, yeah, the wind out of the sails, but it did have a lulling effect on a lot of people that are actually agitated. And they're kind of sitting there at peace, and everybody was running around during the holidays, kind of a little bit happier than normal, you know, there we go. But it wasn't a better Christmas as far as I can tell. You know, everything's not rosy. And Trump has been picking cabinet members, and people are going, excuse me? You know, really? Okay. It's like inviting a snake into your house. I'm like, whoa, really? Newt Gingrich? Huh. What a trip. I don't know.
I'm sorry. I guess I've been a little bit away from it too long. Newt is still in the mix on that stuff. I mean, I know he's been hiring Goldman Sachs guys and everything else, but Newt is still in there. I heard earlier that he was in there for some possible position, but what is he going for?
Oh, I don't know, man. I can't even pay that much attention to it. You know, it still hurts me just watching all these guys. I mean, Ted Cruz? Really? You know, there's some... Man, look, there's something wrong when you are sitting here fighting for a position with another person, and you call them a whole bunch of names, and you say, I hate you, you're scum, you're pawn scum, and then you go, okay, I won, why don't you be on my team, man? Okay, let's go, what are we gonna do? Dude, it's wrong, there's no ethics in this. So that doesn't bode well for the corporate United States and the direction it's going. You know what I mean, Alan?
Well, I kind of delve back to that look on Donald Trump's face when he came out of his first meeting after the election with Obama there, when it was supposed to be a 30-minute meeting, and they ended up there for an hour and a half at the White House. I guess they might have had to show him the Zapruder film several times, you know, for the meshes to sink in, because that look on his face was that still kind of sticks in my mind, that he did not like what he heard, and he was kind of upset about it. So I think he got some marching orders, a little bit more of the truth about who's in charge, and if this was a whole thing, you know, real in the first place, you know, Donald Trump, yeah, oh yeah, now we can go to sleep, woohoo, we're safe. It's a nutty world. It's a play that, Steve, like I said, with you over here, you and I could sit down and write this crazy stuff if we were a bunch of evil bastards like we've got in charge right now.
Yeah, maybe you're right. You know, I'm not too sure. But okay. So the liars are still lying, Alan, and they're out there. You know, they're like fake news. Hey, look, the Russians are coming after the corporate United States, and they hacked our election machines. And they go, what? And you're like, yeah, dude, they hacked our election. Well, they influenced the elections. What do you mean? Well, they wanted Donald Trump to win. Man, they don't come up with technical facts, Alan. And they're allowed to continue to lie, right? I'm curious on this front. You know, I'm a tech geek by nature, and I delve deep into this, and I want to, and I can actually understand what they're saying in this, and they're not saying anything. You know, they're pointing to unfounded documentation, jumping to conclusion, not even speaking correct phraseology, I guess that's it. There's a security firm, and well, it's a company. It's actually called WordFence. Now, WordFence provides security for website software, for the lack of a better term to use, and it's on, well, millions and millions and millions of servers everywhere. So when the Department of Homeland Security, by the way, they got to your elections now we're safe. When they gave out their little thing called, you know, whatever, grizzly bear or some dang stuff like that. They gave a little chunk of the malware that was found on the DNC computer, and then all of a sudden these WordFence guys go, man, I know what that is, and they started looking. They find out that, well, that little piece of malware was first old and probably wouldn't have been used by any kind of bad actor because, well, it has probably has bugs. Might as well grab the new stuff. It's right up there on the website. And two, it was Ukrainian in build. Now, okay, so just because the alleged quote Russian hackers wanted to break into the DNC, I believe that's what they're saying, the DNC emails was the big kicker that allowed them to influence the election, even though Julian Assange claims it was an insider leaking it, huh? I don't know. I guess we're not supposed to pay attention to dang near anything. So anyways, these little hacker guys, well, they don't, I don't know, man. From what I know about that, well, it wasn't the DNC Podesta emails is the ones I believe that the malware was given from their grizzly bear garbage.
Attack the messenger. Don't say anything about the message. Just the message. That's not the droid you're looking for. Even me, not being I almost think it's a good term nowadays. You know, I'm not a computer nerd, Steve. You know, I understand the technology. I don't involve myself in it because I know what it's being used for. But even I was sitting there going when I heard him explaining it, was going, well, I thought these guys were like smart. You know, it's like they hide how they do this. You know, they jump from continent to continent to continent to continent with their contacts. So they can't be traced, and it's not just, you know, blatant like this. Like you said, you know, this is something that a kid of 5 or 6 years old nowadays would know better than to do.
That's right, and that's why they couldn't come up with any evidence, because they were invisible. It was invisible Russians. You know, it gets ridiculous. Then you go back and you remember, you know, heck, 6 months ago, our elections are safe and secure. There's no need to question the elections. I believe that's what that CEO Obama, I think that's what he said. Remember, Alan, when he was trying to tell everybody there's no reason to fear the elections?
Oh, man. Yeah, there's so much stuff going on. See, it gets kind of twisted around in my mind. Yeah. I will give a little bit of good news right now. I did talk to one of my buddies up there in Arkansas, and supposedly I got at least him or maybe a couple of friends listening up there. So, Brian, if you're up there, glad you're listening to us. We tend to babble a little bit, but we got an audience in Arkansas today, hopefully.
Oh, that'd be interesting. Hi, Brian. How you doing, man? Yeah, it's strange. I don't know. I'll get off the election. No, I won't get off the election hacking stuff. I need to go a little bit more down that direction because the DHS, did you get this one, Alan? The Department of Homeland Security will now be charged with keeping the election safe.
Oh, well, yeah, I thought we heard before it was even over that. Wasn't this last one? Wasn't Department of Homeland Security going to be watching polling places and this and that?
No, they were just also doing a George Bush. They were just talking about the DHS being in charge. Now, they're going to be responsible for picking the voting machines, securing the elections, managing the infrastructure, the ballots, and, you know, holding them in secure rooms and, you know, making sure that we don't know what's on it.
Yeah, you know, I don't have as much fun with Department of Homeland Security anymore now that Napolitano is gone. You know, I don't have the giant lesbian skunk standing up in front of me. That just makes the whole thing a farce in the first place. It's just so damn funny looking. Why don't you explain a little bit more about, you know, about supposedly how they're saying this hacking happened and why it really couldn't, or why it, you know, any hacker who would be good enough that to be able to get in and do this would not even think about doing what was done, how they explained it.
Okay, we got Dave back, but and let's just hear his voice real quick before we talk about that. Hey, Dave, are you there?
Good morning, and welcome to the new year, everybody.
Well, good morning. Hey, so while you were gone, and sorry about all the technical difficulty, we were talking all over the place. I got a little bit round up on the hacking thing because the security firm called WordFence, who manages a whole bunch of websites' security on them that tracks what we call bad actors. Well, not just like, you know, Johnny Depp, but people that are malicious. So how would a machine get hacked? Man, there's so many different ways. If it's facing the internet, what we usually do, I do penetration testing. That means that, you know, as part of security, and I don't currently do it. I just do, you know, PC crap. But penetration testing is where you find a server that has to connect to the internet, like the DNC server or Hillary Clinton's machine, and you go, okay, here's this IP address, and then we scan it. We look for all the different what we call ports. They're kind of like holes and whatever, and we go, okay, well, it's open on this, and it's open on this, and it's open on that. Great. Now let's find out what kind of information we can get from those ports, and then we figure that out, and then we go, oh, okay, we know what's listening, and we know what version that is, and well, we find an exploit for that particular thing that's listening on that hole or that port, and we implement it, and bang, you get some code in there, and then you get some more code. That's one way of getting into a machine from the internet. Now, a lot of times we try to bob and weave, right? And so you don't give them any information or as little as possible, and you send them sideways. And it's possible to slow people down, but it's also one of those things where if you want in, you're getting in, but you can make it really, really hard. You know, sometimes you have to actually get keyboard access to a machine or something like that. I don't know. It's fascinating. And the hacking stuff, they're not going into any technical details. So the gurus that I've been looking at and that have been talking about this hacking are really players in the game of malware and spyware and so forth. And one of the companies, ESET, E-S-E-T, they were actually involved in the DNC hack, and they had a few words that they, and I'll go ahead and I'll throw a little report up there into the chat room. If you want to go to the chat room, you can. It's, what is that? republicoftexas.chattango.com. And bang, there's a couple little links to hacking stuff. And I'll get off the hacking high horse, but you will hear about that a lot, folks, because, and it is important because people are being sold a bill of goods, and the techies, they don't actually believe it this time. So if we don't believe it, but everybody believes it, right? They're afraid of hacking. Yahoo loses your password and all your information like twice a year nowadays. I mean, it's gotten bad. So, okay, enough said. Dave, hi.
He's probably on mute again.
he always goes on mute.
I'm here.
Well,
they're at the break.
Hi, Dave. Hey, Dave.
Good morning. Hey, I was looking at that information on this Homeland Security thing, and it's very disturbing because it says that they can go and not release information to the public and keep things very secretive on what is supposed to have been transparent.
They wouldn't do that. We'll be right back, folks.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Oh, fall. My favorite time of year. Cooler temperatures and, well, let's be honest, layers. Lots and lots of layers. Look, I get it. We all have that favorite hoodie. Matter of fact, I've got a few favorite hoodies. You should wear yours. Enjoy it. I do. But I stay focused on my health year-round. And for me, I take Nature's Youth RSF from naturesyouth.com. Nature's Youth RSF from naturesyouth.com. I eat right, control my portion sizes, still maintain a commitment to regular fitness, and I get plenty of rest, and I take Nature's Youth RSF. It's okay to cover up your beach body for a few months, but don't just forget about it. Nature's Youth understands exactly what it means to provide top-quality health products, and Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain peak performance levels and fight the aging process. So layer up and get started today with Nature's Youth RSF. Nature'sYouth.com. Simple to use, even simpler to order. Go to nature'syouth.com. That's nature'syouth.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back, folks. Republic of Texas Radio. Hey, Dave was just talking a little bit about, I believe you were talking about an article that I sent you yesterday. Yeah, it was yesterday. And it's saying that Obama on Friday night gave a mandate to Department of Homeland Security, and they classified the election system as, what was the word, Dave? You're not even there, are you? Hello. Well, it's just being a lot of fun with Dave today. We'll get that ironed out. But they critical infrastructure is the word. So, and feel free to jump in there, Dave, when you get a chance. But they classified it as critical infrastructure. So now Department of Homeland Security needs to how to figure out how to watch every single ballot and every single computer and every little piece of code, and then get together with their partners and ensure that we have safe and fair elections out of the prying eyes of the general public. Right, Dave?
Right.
Okay. Good. Sorry, you're having a bad day today, huh?
No, I think we got it under control now. I just need some quality computer people to come over here. Could you send your staff?
It's a long drive, huh? It's a long drive. Why don't you get on that motorcycle of yours and drive up here?
Doc, you know, I repair computer equipment, too. In fact, sitting in front of me here, I've got my brass hammer. It won't even do that much damage to it. But you'll never have to worry about having it fixed again.
Yeah, Alan's right up there with the latest in technical gadgets, I'm sure. What I was saying right before the music came on was that what's scary about this, if you put it under Homeland Security, no matter who's in office, it's really their people. So that doesn't make you feel very warm and comfortable about who's looking at the election stuff. And then it said it gives them the right to do things secret and closed door where it has been transparent in the past. And they said a lot of this goes back quite a few years where they were worried about it, but now they just decided to do something when Trump steps in. So not a good feeling about this new Homeland Security.
I think transparent would be giving, right now calling our elections transparent would be, a stretch and a lie for the most part. But it's transparent to somebody. And they already do the behind closed doors things, right? You know, the voting machines are not open sourced. They don't have any kind of, vetting process that the average person. Like if I wanted to vet a electronic voting machine, I'd say, okay, show me your code and show me the operating system. Let's go, right? And let's figure it out. And then I'd go tell you guys, says, well, it looks pretty good. Their processes and procedures are safe. The source code looks great, And then you'd make a judgment based on what I told you because I understand a little bit about the subject. Well, that happens locally in different counties or whatnot that decide they want to go electronic. One person or two people or however many people get together with the vendor and say, we want voting machines. They say, what colors? Right? Do you need to make your person win every time? What kind of shaving out? No, maybe they do. I'm kind of jaded on that. But at least they could cheat on the local level. What this big push with Department of Homeland Security calling election systems, national security or critical infrastructure is the actual term. It allows them to do a top-down overhaul of the entire dang thing to make sure that Hillary gets in next time she runs. So it's really positive for the control freaks. I don't know. Is Trump going to overrule that one? Hey, Doc, this one goes to you. Is Trump going to throw that one out? Because right now, as Obama's leaving the White House, he's throwing everything under the bus to see if Trump can say. And so there goes a kitten. There goes your elections. What's he going to do? I think it's all falling apart, Doc.
Well, yeah, I think he's done everything he can do that the Trump administration is going to be so distracted with all this little stuff that, he's hoping they don't have time to handle the big things like his legacy of Obamacare. And he's cleaning Gitmo out like they pulled the plug and they brought in a fire hose to wash the place down. Very scary what's going on. And, isn't it amazing this country made it all these years without a Homeland Security?
Mm-hmm. Now they get the voting machines. We'll be right back, folks. Republic of Texas Radio.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
If your home has hard water, then it's likely that Limescale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate Limescale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
A few years back, two planes hit two buildings, and three buildings fell to the ground in their own footprint. Yeah, then the Germans coined the term the Fatherland. No, they didn't. And actually, Germans, yeah, it was the Reichstag that was used to, you know, assemble a force and stir the German people. The Twin Towers, Trade Center. Oh, that was cute. The Twin Towers were used to create what? The homeland, kind of like the fatherland, isn't it, Doc?
Yeah, I guess that would be the excuse that for what we've got now. Very scary, though. They're getting into everything, and pretty soon Homeland Security is going to be like Hitler's Gestapo almost. It sounds really scary.
What was the phrase? We need a galvanizing event on the order of Pearl Harbor to get the people to go along with what we want to do?
Right.
That comes to mind, yeah.
Well, you know what else is pretty scary, and nobody's even looked into all of it, I'm sure, is they said, I think Thursday evening, that the president signed 145 new regulations into law, and it was going to cost $10, $11 billion to the taxpayers.
What? Don't you make that in a couple hours, Doc?
Yeah, I've got that in my back pocket, I think.
Yeah, and see, those numbers, Doc, that's all funny numbers, right? Because there is no money. There's just a printing press, and they borrow whatever they want. And they tell you, you know, so there's a lot of people that are fan of building a wall on the southern border, right? You know, I'm neither here nor there of it. I don't know that that's going to stop. I have a different route to get to Texas independence is my route. But building a wall, they're like, well, it's going to cost $13 to $23 million. And they spend that, you know, at a dinner party with Michelle Obama and, you know, Justin Timberlake. You know, it just doesn't matter, but we pretend it does. And it's fascinating to me.
Can somebody explain to me? I have never understood this. They can print, and they've showed us running the printing press, putting out the dollars, as many as they wish at any given day, and maybe every day. And yet at the same time, they say we're borrowing money all around the world. But if you're printing your own money, why would you be borrowing money? Somebody please explain that to me that understands that.
Okay. Well, I can tell you a little bit about that. See, we don't own the money we print. We print the money. There is this thing called the Treasury, right? And the Treasury is a real. It's a United States Treasury, right? But they can only print money that the Federal Reserve tells them to print. So if we want money, we have money or something, maybe we have Federal Reserve notes, we can use them. If we want more of them, we have to go to the Fed and say, hey, Fed, check it out. Give me more money. And they go, okay, we'll just add it to your books. And the Fed screams to the Treasury, and the Treasury, bam, 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 here's more money. Okay, and then they can borrow as much as they want from the Federal Reserve, but eventually they have to pay it back. But they can't pay it back because there never was any money. And so it's all stupid. Did that help you out at all, Doc?
Oh, yeah, now I'm seeing things as clear as mud.
It's all an illusion. All an illusion.
It is.
Alan, get your hammer back out and see if you can't fix some of this.
Yeah.
If I could have a few minutes just to talk about little synchronicities, a lot of the stuff we're talking about here, you know. One of my friends, I go to a party that she has, and I sit down next to a guy that I hadn't seen before, and ends up it's one of her sons that I'd never met. And you don't get to talk with him, and he's a security expert for Samsung, you know. And I kind of look at him, I say, wasn't it y'all's television sets that were just recently caught and put out in the public that have been the capability of two-way television, that they can be watching whatever in the heck you're doing while you're watching them? You know, and he goes, yeah, and I just kind of looked at him, and it got around to it. And finally, I just looked at him, and I said, you know, from what I've learned, pretty much, you know, if it's run by a grid electron, it can be controlled by those who produce the grid electrons, et cetera. And he just kind of looked at me and nodded his head. You know, if you pay a little synchronicities that go on in life, probably everyone runs into these things, but if you pay attention to what, I know it's hard in today's world because most people are just babbling idiots once you become aware of what's really going on, or a little bit better aware. You know, it's hard to pay attention to a lot of conversations, but, you know, it's like over the holidays here, I was sitting around with, young cousin of mine, and he had some of his young and up-and-coming, you know, in this world, you know, the right families and everything, sitting around a fire outside, you know, imbibing in a little hooch, and got to talking about, you know, one of them was a page up in D.C. You know, he'd been to D.C. and been through the process up there, and I'd kind of talked to him before, you know, about what's going on. I think he's kind of woken up because he was talking about Building 7 and everything, you know, this time when I sat down and talked with him. So he's been looking into things a little bit deeper, and then he kind of looks over at me, and we got to talking about, you know, who's in charge, you know, and all the, you know, the lobbies and everything, you know, like the homosexual lobby, and, you know, how adamant they are, and, you know, very outgoing, and that's how they do things. They're the ones who want to become politicians. And he goes, yeah, you know, he kind of lowers his voice, and he goes, it's really kind of scary, you know. And I said, what? And he goes, how many homosexuals there are in Washington, D.C.? And I said, well, it'd probably scare you to really know about how many there are. I said, you know, it's a good percentage of them are pedophiles, homosexual, you know, just odd miscreants of this planet. Just little things that you glean out like that. Also ends up, over the holidays, I'm friends with a guy, became friends with him. He doesn't live here close, and it's just through liking Indian arrowheads and fishing and things like that. So we talk periodically. And this last time he goes, hey, you know, he said, I was one of those 80 people that Obama gave pardons to. I said, what? He said, yeah, back in my younger, stupider days, he said, yeah, I was involved in some stuff, and it's not that I, you know, actually did these drugs or anything. He said, but, man, the money was just unbelievable. Ends up, you know, yeah, he was a big meth producer, and, you know, went to prison for a while, and he's gotten out, and now he's been fully pardoned by Obama. He said it was one of, like, 30,000 that were sent in, and for some reason, he was one of the 80 pick, you know. So these weird little synchronicities that come up in life is just kind of blow me away sometimes.
Yeah, totally. And if you know Donald Rumsfeld, have been pardoned by Barack Obama, give us a call, 1-800-313-9443. Anything strange happen in your world? Because I know it happens in mine. And, you know, I was thinking the other night, Alan, to a job that you and I did together years and years ago when we were clearing a bunch of brush off of a hill. And, you know, the fascinating point is I seem to have these jobs, like as a PC guy, I come to your house and I, you know, I look at your PC and I, you know, talk to you a little bit and fix your stuff. And maybe we're on the same level. Maybe we're not as dealing with reality. Well, at this one point, Alan and I are sitting there on top of a hill, you know, pushing stuff around with his backhoe, and they want to start talking politics and, thought and mind control, right? Well, Alan kind of bumped him into mind control. You remember what I'm talking about, right, Alan?
Oh, yeah, I remember someone getting up and going, sitting off in a corner.
Because, you know, there are people that do all sorts of jobs in this world, and some of them do repairs on computers like myself, and some of them are there to do repairs on the human brain. And so we happen to be working for people that worked on military brains, and they tried to straighten them up after they get all sideways. And so this particular individual, where they're like, oh, yeah, he's a doctor, big, right? And what do I do? Oh, I'm a counselor to, you know, generals and this and that. And so he worked on military equipment that was high up. And so he's sitting there, you know, I guess, what did you say to him, Alan? You know, he was telling me about fixing people. And you go, does anybody really know what another person's thinking? What was those words?
Yeah, I believe it was. Do you know what's going on in my mind right now? Do you think you really know what's going on in my mind right now? So do you think I know what's going on in your mind besides that you probably want to punch me? You know?
Yeah.
Because when this whole thing started, I remember sitting there saying, now, I won't say the name, but do you really want to get into this? Are you sure you want to get into this? Because, you know, I can sit here and eat dinner with y'all and, you know, have a nice conversation, but you really want to get into this? Well, sure, yeah. Oh, you know, what's the problem with it?
Well, you know, I guess to the person on the other side of a veil, right, that doesn't understand, they want to know, but they don't know that they won't want to know once they get there. I guess that's
I was sitting down, you know, since they were in the psychology, you know, world, I sat down and I said, you've heard about MK Ultra, right? MK Ultra, you know, you Nelson Delgado and all these people. And he was just kind of nodded his head, and she was going, what are you talking about? What is this? And I sat there and gave a little bit of a short history of, you know, the MK Ultra and Artichoke and all these different projects. And he was just kind of got a little quieter and quieter and quieter, and finally got up, sat in a corner, and we were still talking. And I got kind of animated. He got up, went and sat in the corner with him and started talking to him.
Right.
Yeah, I tend to be kind of a bulldog at times.
Yeah, and I think a couple days later, the Fort Hood shooting thing went down, and they just disappeared from our sight.
Woohoo! Yeah, big business. There are lots of stuff to do there. Yeah.
I don't know. Strange world, and there's synchronicities everywhere, and you bump into people that know things, but, you know, the person that comes into your house to, let's say, help fix your roof, do anything, you never know what's in their head. You know, yesterday, Doc, I walked over, drove over to a client's house, and I didn't know the guy, right? He knew he was kind of nice and so forth. And, okay, so your dad's here, and all of a sudden your dad's really sick. And you know, you need to mount the TV on the wall. Okay, great. Well, I'll do that for a dollar. Well, I charge a little more than a dollar. I go over there and I start mounting it, and it's really hard to be in somebody's house and not observe something about them. And I look over to my left and I see, wow, standard process. Oh, that's curious. He was taking for nutrition, he was taking standard process. And so I'm kind of like going, I know what that is. And it was fascinating, Doc, because the kind of conversations I could get into with him, it showed a awareness level that was very high. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, and I bet he'd be very surprised that his computer guy and TV guy knew anything about nutritional health.
Oh, yeah, we talked about water, microwaves, just about everything, homeschooling. We could go all over the place, and, you know, I know him and his father were just sitting there, because his father was big into, man, I don't want to call it naturopathy, right, or he liked natural medicine, and he's been using it for some years. And the only naturopath that he really had dealings with was in California. So that's, you know, because standard process, they are a doctor-supervised vitamin source. Right, Doc?
Well, yeah, they only sell through the doctors because they want to make sure you have a doctor involved in your care. They could probably make a lot more money treating it like a store, but they were started by doctor, and they want to keep it that way and make sure you have a healthcare provider helping you.
But I just love going into those kind of situations where you go, standard process, okay, good job. And then they go, you know this? And I know that they're out there bumping into walls, telling people, well, the food that you're eating is like poison. And they go, what's wrong with that? Just because Monsanto invented Roundup doesn't mean that it's going to kill us. It's perfectly safe, Alan.
Hey, well, you know what might keep us safe here in the Hill Country, Steve, is that you've heard, pardon me, all the hubbub here lately about all the grape growers here in the Hill Country now are worried because of the Monsanto products that are going to be coming out and being used, and it's going to contaminate their grapes and ruin their harvest. So something actually might be done, because such a useful thing as a grape harvest, you know, not grain or corn or anything else that, you know, could actually be used to keep us alive, but stuff that's made to get us drunk and obnoxious is going to save us, maybe.
That's funny. I haven't heard that one yet. The winos may make a difference. Dang winos. Alan, I think that's just a total farce, because if I could count, man, we probably have about 100, maybe 50 grape plants here in Texas wine country. They don't grow grapes here, Alan. It's such a ridiculous fallacy. I guess they're lying.
Well, you know, it doesn't look like Napa Valley or Sonoma Valley or, you know, over in Italy or anywhere where, there's just thousands and thousands of acres devoted to it. But, you know, if you look back deeper into some of these little wineries that front, you know, right on the highways, most of them, you know, there are some off on the side roads. There are some larger, you know, vineyards back off in there, but it's not near enough to satisfy the demands for what is being demanded here in the Hill Country by the people coming down and doing all the wine tours. I mean, my God, you go over there by tractor supply, and there's like 30 of those, 30 or 40 of those wine tour buses sitting up there, and there's a new little garage that was just built along the highway down here that I don't know how many wine shuttle tours it houses, but yeah, it's become one of the big industries out here.
Yeah, it's all about the wine. And hey, get rid of Monsanto. I'll let you drink your wine. I'm fine with that. Have fun. What do you think, Doc? More wine, less Monsanto?
Yeah, I'll drink to that. But you know what's scary is a lot of these guys that are growing crops, whether it be grapes for wine or anything else, have been taught somewhere. They lost the tradition of the grandparents and the great-grandparents, but they've been taught nowadays that if you see a problem, you go down to the poison store and you get something and you spray it. And that's bad for everybody. So I'm sure that those guys growing wine, grapes, are worried if they're trying to do it natural and the property next door is spraying Roundup, that they might get runoff. That's pretty scary.
Yeah, well, Doc, you know, that's one of the things that I've learned around here. You know, a lot of these people around here, they grew up, you know, with your ag department, you know, telling you, you know, the best way to, you know, get the maximum profits out of your cattle or out of you know, the grain you're growing, you know, what to feed, everything else. They grew up, you know, when that was actually a good agency. You know, they actually did help people, but they don't understand how all-encompassing it's become and
we'll
how
be
much
right
control
back,
now.
Folks. Republic of Texas Radio.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
So here we fight all through the night, going at it now. It's tooth and nail.
We're back. Republic of Texas Radio. I guess we were talking a little bit about, well, glyphosate, Monsanto, stupidity, winos. We were also talking about winos and how the winos don't want Agent Orange, or sorry, Agent Orange and Roundup are two similar things, but they're not, you know, they're not the same, right? We're not spraying Agent Orange on our property, are we, Doc? But it, what do you think?
We're not far from it. Look at Roundup. I saw a thing on Facebook the other day. A guy showed his property up in the country, and he said he just got done spraying 50 gallons of Roundup to weed and feed. I mean, weed and kill. And he thought he had done something good. That's why he was posting it on Facebook. So the advertising's working. They're just not telling people the danger.
And what you were saying earlier, Alan.
You can drink it and it won't hurt you.
I'm not stupid. Is that the reply?
I'm not an idiot. Yeah.
I'm not. Yeah. But you're right, Alan. When right before break, you were saying that people used to, well, they trust the extensions, right? Because the ag extensions used to sit there and watch what everybody's doing and how they're planting stuff and what the best practices seem to be. But now they're doing stuff like, well, they give you your poison license, right? So you can spray glyphosate all over your property. And man, that must be really bad for a person, Doc, you know, to be driving around in a tractor spraying that stuff. It's what they call an uptake inhibitor. Correct me if I'm wrong, Doc. And that really makes it so it's got to transfer to humans through the air and so forth and affect them besides just eating it. What do you think, Doc?
Well, yeah, and what happens, it's just like with immunizations when children are born. We did a show on that recently, and I thought there was about 20-something, and they said it's closer to 40 shots they give a child before they leave the hospital after birth. And what's happening, some people, things show up immediately, and other people, they don't show up for years, and it could be in the form of cancer or some growth that just won't go away or some kind of illness that's just mysterious. Well, if we could really track all this stuff back, I think you'd find that it goes back to synthetic fertilizers in the grass and the soil and pesticides and weed killers, and all these things are getting into the food. And like you said, it's definitely an inhibitor, and the uptake is really causing a lot of damage. Just some people show it more than others.
You know, I know a lot of people have been doing that rat and mouse test where you feed a rat or was it a mouse GMO products, and then you wait so many months and you gut them and you find that, wow, that's really bad on them. And so that test was done a long time ago, but they don't seem to even want to look at that study.
Well, you're right, and we're not made the same way rats are. They're designed from the factory to live on a whole different kind of lifestyle than us.
Yeah, it's like these rats, if they want to make them sick and give them tumors, what do they feed them? They feed them aspartame, you know, these lab rats. So, well, here's the music.
Yeah, Coke Zero, guys, now you're safe. We'll be right back. Republic of Texas Radio.
And the farther sky. Paid attention to each little blessing in this life. Had a more intimate connection with the spirit world. Learned as a community and equally taught every boy and girl.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap, but did you know some companies take shortcuts? At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins, and our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells, and that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.